people of Reimagining, we invite you this evening to enter fully into the sounds and movements of our reimagining. Let your body, voice, and mind, your heart and spirit join in sounding and reimagining. As we begin, I invite you into stillness and quiet.
Beginning.
In the beginning, there was...
And Sophia, breathe into the heart. Sophia breathed the breath of life. Just where you're sitting in your seats, or if you would feel more comfortable, feel free to get on the floor and lie down. Just let yourself feel your body. Your whole body. At rest, let yourself feel the embrace of gravity. Let the downward pressure be a comfort to you, surrendering to gravity, the primal force that creates relationship, our first relationship with the earth, with our mother, the force that keeps the stars in the sky. This relationship underlies all others. Let yourself find comfort and safety and refuge in the sensations in your body. Let yourself notice in this field of loving pressure, breathing. Moving of the breathing, the impersonal enormous movement of breath, connecting what seems to be inside to what seems to be outside. Let your body soften and receive the feeling of breathing, moving inside and outside of you. Your cells are expanding and condensing, expanding and condensing, receiving oxygen, releasing CO2, contributing to the cycle of life on the planet. Just in so much as you are able at this moment to surrender to the breathing, just notice your heart, just that area in the chest in which your heart resides. And if you feel comfortable, you could even place your hands on your heart and let yourself breathe into your heart and out of your heart, refreshing the heart, connecting the inside and the outside. Let yourself include any and all thoughts that may be running in your mind. Any resistance is included. The judging mind can gently be set aside for a time, and the mind of perception can gently open. Whatever's happening right now for you is just fine. Let yourself move to your own edge and come back whenever you wish. As you breathe into your heart, very gently, very gently, you may notice a slight, gentle vibration moving on the breath, a gentle hum massaging every cell in your body and every fiber in the universe. It can be very slight or not. Whatever suits you right now. Just exploring. Humming. Humming into your heart. Trusting the great impersonal force of the breath to take you into your own sound, the sound by which you know you are here, by which you recognize yourself. As the sound grows, support arises from the sound around you. As the sound rides the breath, let it connect you more deeply into your heart. There may be groans in there. There may be singing. There may be wailing. There may be sounds you weren't aware of, that you didn't plan on. Let the breath take you. Let it take you. There's no wrong way to do this. Let the sound take you. Being nourished by the swirling chaos of sound, moving on the illimitable expanse of breath. Let the charge of your emotion, your feeling, move on the breath. Let it be digested by the breath. Let it nourish you where you are. You may find withheld places in your heart. Let the sound massage and encourage those places to reveal themselves to you. In the movement of the sound, in the inchoate sea of sound, notice if there is forming the word, a word, the word that you have needed to make manifest, that you have been holding within you. Just notice if you can make out its indistinct shape in the sea of sensation and breath. Is there a word forming in the sea of your heart? Let yourself taste that word if it's there. If it's not there, let your whole body attend to its coming. Let yourself whisper it to your own heart. Let yourself sing it, speak it, shout it. What are the words that you have been longing for? To hear someone say, to hear someone speak, to hear yourself speak. Say it again. Sing it again. Come back to it again. And as you rest in the experience that you have made, that you have allowed to be created for yourself and for all of us, as you rest, hold that word in your heart. Gently let it live for you in your heart. Let it illuminate your heart. Let it heal your heart. Let yourself rest, whole body and mind, in gravity, in the embrace of form. Let yourself rest and realize the experience you have just made. Gently feeling your whole body, wherever it may be, moving your fingers and toes, letting your body stretch itself. If it feels right, move itself. Coming back a little bit to ordinary mind. Coming back into the room with all of us, with the beautiful hanging shields.
People of reimagining, what words are you longing to hear? What words do you want to fall over and within you? What word is your heart waiting for? What word are you waiting to hear? Speak now. Shout out the word you want to hear. Speak. Justice.
Life-giving.
Receive these words. Embrace these words. Hear them within you. Listen to their many sounds. Let them dwell in you and cherish these words. People of reimagining, let us imagine we are gathered around a mammoth campfire, telling stories late into the night. I invite you to gather in circles of four. I invite you to gather in circles of four.
Flesh and bone. Gifted with life, we are words, images, and sensations. We are memories and possibilities and songs.
We birth and nurture the sacred in the stories of our lives. Our journeys, our experiences, give us our sounds and our voices.
As we speak our stories to each other and to the world, we discover Sophia, our sacred soulmate. Sophia summons forth her wisdom from within us.
People of reimagining, as Sophia's word is blessed, so too are we. Before sharing the word of our stories, with song, we will bless our eyes that we may see the word enfleshed in one another. We will bless our ears that we may hear the word, and bless our lips that we may speak Sophia's word.
Thank you.
Sophia offers us her guiding wisdom.
My beloved children, listen with your hearts to each other's words. Speak the words which you long to speak.
Of reimagining, in your circles of four, we invite you to share your story. You may wish to use the guide under the talking circle on page four, but don't feel bound by that. Gather in your circles of four.
Sophia among us. We discover Sophia among us. We discover Sophia within us. Our words, our stories, weave together to birth a word, one word that names our shared stories.
Sophia invites us to seek the common words which unite us.
My beloved child, my beloved child, what word within your stories dissolves separateness? What word within your stories weaves those stories together?
People of reimagining, we invite you to select a word or a phrase that summarizes or includes all the stories heard in your circle of four. And then take that word or phrase and write it on the cards that are being distributed to you in your circle now.
Each of our stories is unique. Yet these stories connect us in a weaving of relationship.
Wisdom is never given only to the individual. We are never alone. We are not complete. Sophia encourages us.
My beloved children, speak your word to others. Weave your word into a fabric of community.
People of reimagining, spread the word. Take your card with the word or phrase upon it to another talking circle of four. There, your cards were gone? Well, I'll tell you what. What you do is take the word that was on the card, which you hopefully still have. I know it's Friday night, but at any rate, take the word that was on the card and go to another circle of four, and there, introduce yourself. And then tell your word and why you chose that word as the word for your stories. Okay?
MT's comments were extemporaneous in response to the reimagining community. She did not speak from a manuscript.